Digma and Daf Lamed tells us that a person has to daven facing Eretz Yisrael, facing the Beis Hamikdash, to mechaven keneged the Kodesh HaKodashim. So I want to say over Maaseh that I had in a psak that I heard from the Rav. When we first built our shul in Englewood, Shomrei Emunah, the most convenient way, initially the architect had the Aron Kodesh facing not towards Mizrach, but facing towards Tzofen, towards the north. And I asked the Rav about this, what should we do? And he told me we should change it. It has to be facing Mizrach. And he pointed to the Rambam, that the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, when he tells over first, Rambam's opinion that Tefillah is Chiv Tefillah D'Oraisa, so the first three halachas deal with the mitzvah of Tefillah D'Oraisa, and he mentions Shevach Bakoshev Odor, and Reb Chaim said because of that you see Shevach, the structure of Shevach Bakoshev Odor is D'Oraisa, and then the Rambam concludes, he says, V'kum yo misbam nochach ha-mikdash, v'kach haya mimos Moshe v'yadmos Ezra, that everybody has to face towards the Mizrach, and that was the way it was from Moshe till Ezra. And then in Halacha Dalet, he begins to tell us that after the Churban, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola instituted, the Chachamim instituted the Nusach and the Matbeah, the Tefillah, that's really the Nusach, which is Drabonon, not D'Oraisa, the actual text of the Brachas. So you see that the Rambam included at the end of Halacha Gimel, Kulam Mispam Nochach HaMikdosh, that's a din D'Oraisa that you have to face towards Mizrach. And the Rambam says, Kachaya Mimos Moshe V'yad Ezra. So it precedes any takona of Anshei Knesset HaGdola facing towards Mizrach, that's a D'Oraisa that one has to face towards the Mikdash. And therefore he said we should change where the Aron Kodesh was supposed to be and to put it in the Mizrach.